305 DGS. I don't know what just made me think of this, but you know, I have all these embarrassing stories from my childhood because my childhood was embarrassing.
Yes.
My mom and dad were just older. They were pushing 40 when they had me, which was a very big deal back then. And they presented a little older than even their age. So the music they listened to was older. And I didn't know anything about anything. And I would listen to their music with them. And they had a Harry Belafonte album, which they played a lot. And so while my other friends were listening to Pinball Wizard and The Who, I was listening to Deo, and I used to sing that, and they'd be like, what the hell are you doing? And I'd be like, oh, you know, Mr. Tally Man telling me some bananas, and they're like, don't play with
us. You're ahead of the game for all the stadiums, though.
Yeah, I guess I was.
All the sports arenas.
Yeah. That was my jam back then. Isn't it amazing how you just, like, whatever it is, like, if you took a kid right now and you just decided to do, like, a social experiment on them and you only played them John Philip Sousa, they would be into it. They'd be like...
Yeah, well, people were back when they were boring.
Right, right.
That's one thing. These generations, they'll never know. They'll never know the struggle of just being stuck with the music that is available to you.
True.
Whether it's like,
that's
oh,
true.
My dad has five albums and I listen to
food,
just those five.
I mean,
exactly.
Or the television shows.
Dave and I predate the Walkman.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even have the cassette player with
headphones. I predate civil rights. That's how old I am.
Yeah, kids don't comprehend the literal concept of nothing is on.
Yeah.
Like, you turn on the TV and
it's all nonsense.
Nothing good, and you have no other option.
When I was a kid, you had one television. I mean, no one had two televisions. That's unheard of. You had one television that had 2, 4, 5, 11, 30, and 9 at the best, and dad was the king. Whatever dad was watching.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
thankfully, yeah. Back then you had things like Carol Burnett Show and Bob Newhart and Fantasy Island and Happy Days, and it was good. But God, I was almost grown by the time I got a black and white TV in my room, which I thought I was Hugh Hefner, and I could watch what I wanted on one of the other channels, which I end up watching the same shows anyway.
Right.
But yeah, you just didn't have choices. You kids really were to be seen and not heard, and not seen as much as you can avoid it.
Heck, a lot of that time, if it was not school year, I was outside still.
Yeah, for sure.
I wasn't watching TV at 7, 8 o'clock at night. I was outside till 9:30 or 10.
Oh, there he goes.
Yep. Running around. You know, we'd
run around, living it up, being perfect.
Did I tell you guys the thing that we did to our buddies and our, you know, like our close neighbors when the cable first came out?
What would you do?
You take the remote because everybody had the same remote. You start changing channels while they're watching TV. That's pretty fun.
Start to say headlines. Stairway to Kevin.
All right, let's start since we're on this kind of topic of different things that kids have now that we didn't. We always talk about, and I think correctly so, we talk about the problems that come up with social media because those problems are legitimate, they're real, and they are worthy of discussion and something that are sometimes worthy of action. But I saw a tweet this weekend that made me think a little bit differently about specifically Twitter, because Twitter is just such trash. Like, it's just nonstop nonsense. It's ads you can't block. It's blue check marks who just paid for it. They're not, you know, blue check mark used to be, this is a person with a verifiable background and this is why they are who they are. And now it's just, you gave them $7. So I have my problems with it, but somebody made an interesting point. So a guy named Andrew Egger has covered the White House. He writes for the Weekly Standard, the Dispatch, Bulwark. He's done a lot of different things. And he just screenshotted a tweet from the president's account, from at POTUS, saying, later today, I'll deliver remarks on the Middle East. Tune in here. And it had a link. And then one of the replies was some guy with a blue check mark just going, nobody gives a blank about your remarks. And the tweet from Andrew Egger was interesting. He said, yeah, Twitter's a shell of itself, but there's something beautiful about a place where you can tell the president of the United States to basically blank himself. And do you guys think there's value in that at all? Not just the president, but like value in all of us normies being able to tweet at someone or reply to someone or have our voice seen and heard, not necessarily by that person because Biden's not looking at Twitter, but the fact that you can speak to them or Elon or the Cardinals or anyone else and people will see it and hear it and you can kind of vent that.
I think there's value. There's great value in the right to do it. I don't know that there's much value in carrying it out when everyone else is doing the same thing. You're not Thomas Paine, you're, you know, you may fancy yourself, but you're just cosplaying.
To a degree, that's my opinion. But is there any catharsis in just being,
sure,
feeling like you can say something, yeah, to someone who,
obviously,
otherwise you would have no access to whatsoever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel like some of it, and it's a very low level, but some of it does pierce the veil a little bit. Because there is a divide in the real world. You don't get to say nasty things or anything. Even, it might not even be nasty, right? Maybe it's not nobody gives a blank about your thing. Maybe it's just something that's you're adding to it, or saying, you know what, you're missing this. This is an important part of this story and you're not putting that in there. The ability to speak to people that otherwise you would have no access to. And I would include that, like our listeners. I interact with people all the time. If not for social media, they would not have that instant access to say to me, you're stupid and wrong, or you're missing this, or hey, that's a cool thing. How about this other cool thing? And I kind of like that that exists.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it on both ends of that spectrum, right? Because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I'm nobody. I'm a minor person, you know, commenting about Cardinals on Twitter. But I still think it's cool that there's back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's cool that someone, think about it 25 years ago. Who could have done that to Bob Costas when he was at KMOX?
What is the, since I'm not on Twitter, what is the temperature? What is the vibe just kind of overall? Oh. Is it
chaos?
I was going to say, is it mostly airing grievances?
For me, I have been seeing so much like misogynistic humor on my Twitter account, and I know it's showing me more of it because I do typically interact. Yeah, I linger on it because, yeah, I'm like, what is this?
And
it,
why it's like is this shock, here?
It's to a level where it's like, I can't believe this many men feel this way. I feel a little skeeved out that,
yeah,
so many men like look at women this way and think we're so stupid or think we're so worthless or think that after the age of 30, you know, we just might as well just march into our grave. Like, it's kind of crazy. No, seriously, like, this is the kind of stuff I see on Twitter,
yeah,
on a daily basis. I had it on the show sheet last week. Like, it makes me feel sad and bad.
Yeah.
It used to not be like that. Like, pre-Elon.
Do you feel like it's legit as in the people saying it really mean it as opposed to their...
Oh, that's such a good question.
I think that most of these are people that are cosplaying and they know they can't say it in real life because in real life there are consequences.
So it feels good to,
yeah,
do.
So
there.
Either they're trolling people just to get reactions and to get engagement. I see that if the biggest thing I see on Twitter is engagement farming.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And the best way to get engagement is to make people mad.
Yeah.
So I see people doing that stuff that we're talking about. They do it just to make people mad, because then that will increase the engagement with their account, and that's how they make money with Elon's brilliant plans for how he's run this website. But I don't think that, put it this way, you guys walk around the real world. Do people do and say these things in real life?
Not to me.
Do they put bumper stickers on their car that say those terrible things?
Right.
Of course not, because they know there would be consequences, but they can do it in this setting because they get to cosplay and pretend, or again, maybe they don't even care. They just want the engagement, and it's just a way for them to get the attention that they wouldn't get by being normal.
I feel very similarly to like the overall voice on social media as I do like the tribe we talked about in the first hour, Dave. It's like, oh no, they have internet now, but don't take it away from them. Like, even though it's making their lives worse, like, I feel the same way. Like, there's so much negativity that comes with everyone having their own microphone, but I would be really, really, really reluctant to ever take that away.
Where, yeah, is the reward for being normal?
There is none.
Do you, yeah, think it'll come back? I mean, everything's cyclical, I know that, but do you envision a time where it's kind of 1995-ish and just being a normal, solid person is something that is admired?
Sorry, I was going to say, there is no online reward for being normal.
No.
There's only real-life rewards,
yes,
for that.
Yes, right. Optimistically, I would choose to believe that most people are still normal. You know, we talk a lot about the vocal minority on Twitter, the people that are saying the terrible misogynist things that Rachel is being subjected to. She is, that's not the majority of people, right? I think the majority of people out in the world are normal. And then there are the people who thrive online in those spaces are the people who are not normal. And I would optimistically choose to believe way less of those than, yeah. than are just normal good people like us. For
we also have to remember, too, that in, especially in the case of Twitter, but a lot of those aren't even real people.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just bots.
That's true.
Or they're people that are just using, you know, they're using the cover because they know that this is just something that will get people's attention. Or they just like the fact that other people will be mad. I mean, they're just straight up old school trolls. That they're miserable, so they enjoy making other people miserable. But I don't think that I don't think it's that high a percentage of people that are actually like that or right. believing all the, because I see that. I see what you're talking about, the lines about women or racist stuff or whatever. I don't think there are that many people that are actually like that.
Speaking of mean people, flesh out or play the audio of the lady with the Kelseys.
Oh, do we have that audio there?
Yeah, I got it somewhere here. One second. Go ahead and set it up.
Okay, so this is not Travis Kelce. This is Jason Kelce, just retired, played for the Eagles, probably going to be a Hall of Fame offensive lineman. He and his wife wanted to go out. They were going out to a restaurant. They're just going out to dinner in a beach town in New Jersey. And a woman came up to them and wanted to pose for a picture with them. And they said, we're going out to dinner. We don't really want to do that. And the lady lost it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't have that because it was like super. I wanted to talk to you about it. Sorry.
Oh, because we're
going to say that. Yeah, like, good.
Basically, it turns into this shouting.
There wasn't much to it.
This other woman starts yelling at Jason Kelce's wife, and I'm spacing on her name right now.
Kylie.
And then she just basically gets ready to fight back. Like, she's ready to throw hands. Like, she's standing
she's
up to this woman.
She's kind of cool, honestly.
Yeah. And, like, the woman had, I think she had been drinking. She seemed to act like a really stupid, irrational person, but. That's the kind of thing in I don't understand. Like, I don't understand bothering a famous person in normal life. I don't understand. I mean, maybe it's because of my job. You know, you do the same thing, Dave. You meet people that are famous. And it's not, I see them, I'm like, oh. And if I like them, I might be like, hey, how are you? And keep walking. Like, I'm not stopping you. I'm not asking you for anything. I think that that's over the top. But I don't necessarily think it's crazy for someone to say, hey, can I get an autograph or whatever?
No.
But when they say, you know, probably not the best time, then just be okay with it.
Yeah.
Just be okay with that.
I saw that video, Two Wheels. I do think that this woman was drunk. She was saying crazy stuff like, you'll never eat in this town ever again. It's like, I think they're probably going to side with the Kelseys over you, like if I had to guess.
You'll never be welcome here in, it wasn't Montauk. It was some other M place, but it would be weird if it was Montauk, right? Because I'm thinking of the Montauk Monster.
I don't think it's wrong to ask for an autograph. I don't even think it's wrong to have your feelings hurt when they say no, but to take it a step further and be like, no, you owe this to me. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think like the tide is going to turn and they're going to be like, oh, you know what? Actually, we think you're great. And now we want to take the picture with you.
Like, no names here because they're extremely well-known people in St. Louis, but I've seen it where very famous people in St. Louis have been approached and they are so nice and they almost always say yes to the autograph request or to say hello or pose for a selfie or whatever. And I have seen times though where these very nice people are like, I have to go, you know, like I have something else I'm going to, I can't keep doing it. And people are like getting actively angry and I don't understand why that makes you angry. I get being disappointed in maybe getting a chance to meet someone you've wanted to meet and then it doesn't work out.
You're talking about Reardon.
Well, he always says no. That's not true.
Yeah, I see that Rupert Murdoch just got married again at 93.
I did see that.
Oh, good for him. Did he find a...
67.
You're robbing the cradle.
Yeah, yeah, relatively.
Could be worse.
Could be worse.
No, that's true. You know, that's
could be tons worse.
When you said that, I'm like, please tell me she's not 30.
It's very funny how all three of us, when you told us, we were like, eh.
I know. I was like,
yeah.
I'm always, don't make that noise.
Yeah, ever again. Wheels,
that's
my
thinking noise.
I had what could be the dumbest sports question of all time for you. And I realized this morning, because I thought of it last night, I thought of it this morning, and I wrote it down and laughed just because it's so stupid. But Babe Ruth, obviously, was born different.
Oh, yeah.
Michael
yeah.
Jordan, born different.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have known them, but would you still say that they were one of the greatest if they had never played the sport? They had it in their body?
I think that exists all over the place, that there are people that have abilities that they just, for whatever reason, never got seen, never got the coaching or the encouragement.
Piano.
Right, right. Just never had the opportunity. Yeah, I think that's a thing. Yeah, I mean, there may be, you know, savants out there, sports or otherwise, that just never wound up getting aligned with the thing that they're gifted in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think that's a real thing.
Rach, have you done the scanner at the airport?
The scan, yeah, where they scan your whole body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're outlawing those now.
Oh, really?
They're making them change it because they can basically see your genitals. They can see you naked.
Yeah.
They can see your boobs. They can see everything.
Uh-oh.
And this whole time, we sort of suspected it.
Yeah.
But now they've said, yeah, you really can, and it's inappropriate, and it's an invasion of privacy, so we're going to make them change it.
So just now, so do we all get to, sue?
Right?
Yeah.
Because you did a thing before you knew the thing wasn't invasive?
Did you feel weird doing it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always figured that they could just basically see me
naked. I mean, it's an x-ray, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a South Park episode that kind of addresses that a bit.
So, serious. I'm being serious. There's no...
I haven't heard of it.
There's no recourse. There's no, wait a minute. You guys did all this, and you didn't need to.
Oh, hey, good news for... So, my teeth look fine when I smile. I had lots of dentistry and orthodontia. They look fine. But they're kind of jacked. I grind my teeth. So, I'm worried about it. And, 20 years ago, someone said, in 20 years, you're going to need $20,000 worth of work. I'm like, well, here we are. amazing story just came out of China today where the scientists have said, we have discovered how to regrow teeth. Your teeth... in your mouth.
That's phenomenal.
It's a chemical and a medicine. They say it'll be 5 or 6 years, but they are confident that you'll be able to just grow new teeth.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That would, wow.
Put dentists out of business, wouldn't it?
Pretty much. Except for the people who help you grow your teeth back.
Yeah. maybe that'll be their game, right? You know, that dentist will just move into that.
But you think about it. I mean, in 2030, which that will be, we should be regrowing teeth.
Yes!
It's 20 damn 30.
Should be regrowing fingers by then.
Hell yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 335. Time to talk to Dave Murray. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
So, interesting week coming up, right?
Yeah. Plan ahead. Thursday and Friday look spectacular. So, there's no show on Wednesday. Yeah, I could kind of see a plan here.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Getting out of town.
That's right. But otherwise, we're in the same stuff. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. We have some stuff brewing down around Bonterre, Potosi, down to about Ironton. That's moving towards the St. Louis area. First in line will be Hillsborough and DeSoto here over the next hour and a half. It's pretty slow moving. It's in a very humid air mass. So this evening and overnight, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms around, some brief downpours of rain, but not everybody's going to see it. In the 80s this evening, high humidity, 68 for the low. Tomorrow, same kind of story. One of these real changeable skies, very warm, very humid, 85 degrees with scattered showers and thunderstorms around, some with heavy downpours of rain. That continues Tuesday night. That's cold front coming in. Still a little alert for the possibility of some strong thunderstorms Tuesday evening. It's not a clear-cut case, but we have to keep an eye on it. Get it out of here. Get the front out of here Wednesday with fading showers and thundershowers in the morning on Wednesday, then becoming partly sunny, 85. Clear skies, dropping humidity Wednesday night, 65. Thursday and Friday, sunshine, comfortable humidity levels, and 82 for high temperatures Thursday and Friday. For even early June, we'll take that.
Yeah, Dave, what we're having the next 2 days, these temps, are these a little higher than usual?
Yes. Not a lot, but a little bit than we should be in early June anyway. The humidity kind of feels like St. Louis, though.
Yeah, that's for sure. Headlines, Rage?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, many Americans are struggling with inflation, but not CEOs. A data report from the Associated Press found that the median pay package for CEOs of top companies went up 12.6% in 2023. So $16.3 million is their median pay package. By comparison, wages and benefits for workers rose by just 4.1% last year.
So it's 200 times is the new average. Two CEOs in 2023 made 200 times what their average employee did. How's that hit everyone?
Do you think anybody's done, I'm asking this legitimately. Do you think anybody's done the math that goes, yep, you know what? They're worth it.
They're sure.
The difference between this person and the 17 other people that applied for the job is that great. Is it helping the bottom line that much?
I mean, they would.
And I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
I have to believe that in a dog-eat-dog world, like just the business world, that we wouldn't keep. Now, clearly, lots of CEOs get fired. So they weren't worth it. But they hire another one, and they pay them 200 times what the average person does. So it must work, or they wouldn't keep doing it, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
or
I agree.
They convince themselves that it works.
That's possible. Or maybe they're afraid not to.
But you see it in the reports. You see it in the bottom line. You see it in the stock price. You know, and that's really their job. One of their jobs is to keep the stock price going.
Okay, next story here. South Korea canceled their pact with North Korea over these trash balloons. We talked about this last week, yeah. I think, on the air, about balloons carrying bags of trash were floated over the border to dump their contents into South Korea. Now they have announced that a 2018 military agreement that reduced tensions between the two nations would be suspended until mutual trust between the two Koreas is restored. So we were kind of laughing about the trash balloons, but they were afraid that that was like biological weapons. I could see that being very scary.
What a strange time we live in. It's 2024. And they're floating trash balloons. I mean, it's so strange.
Yeah.
Well, we also allow, not we, I mean, human beings, allow this guy to act like he's perfect. That he is a living God and doesn't do anything wrong, and he shoots nothing but holes in one when he plays golf. And, like, people actually accept that.
Do you think
I don't know how.
Do you think we should ignore people like that?
I don't know what you, I mean.
Yeah, what else do we do? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, looking back, I think it was 2018 whenever Trump met up with him. Should we just, I mean, at the time it felt like, oh, this might be good, but legitimize him?
Above my pay grade. Cause I think it did both things. I think that obviously Trump had some relationship with Kim Jong-un, but it also gave him great legitimacy at home.
Can you have a great relationship with crazy? This is not a shot at Trump at all. This is a shot at Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Like, he's a crazy person. He believes crazy things, or at least he makes his people believe crazy things, and he's terrible to his people. I don't know that there can be good relationship with crazy.
Yeah, it's a good point. Mexico elected their first woman president. Her name is Claudia Sheinbaum, and she was declared the projected winner on Sunday night after a landslide win with roughly 60% of the vote.
Don't know much about it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I didn't know that the two finalists were female until yesterday, really, so.
I didn't know there was an election.
You beat me on that.
A fifth grade teacher in Massachusetts is on paid leave after holding a mock slave auction, using a racial slur and calling out the student who reported the slur.
They do this several times a year.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, all the time. It's another...
They'll make African-American kids pretend to pick cotton and the white kids do this or that. And it's like, what?
What did we not learn? Yeah, what did you not get about the last time that this happened when we all said, this is grossly inappropriate, stop doing that? But people continue to do it. So the first incident was a mock slave auction that took place in January during a history lesson on the economy of the southern colonies. In the second incident, in April, the teacher was reading aloud from a book and used a slur, which the district later discovered does not even appear in the book.
Oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Then later, the educator inappropriately called out the student who had reported her use of the racial slur. So she got
She's
in trouble.
She's bad in a thousand.
Man, oh, man.
Then someone had a problem.
Somebody's just trying to work slurs into their life.
Taylor Momsen, does anybody know who this young lady is?
Yeah.
She was bit by a bat while performing her concert. So her whole thing is like, I'm punk. And she was performing a song called Witches Burn. And then the crowd alerted her to a fact that a bat was latched onto her leg. Momsen handled it like a pro, joking, I must really be a witch, as crew members came on stage to remove the bat.
So was it her bat?
No, it was just a bat that was in the venue that bit her. So now she's going through, like, you know, rabies treatments.
Like the sentence, the crowd alerted her there was a bat latched onto her.
So
the crowd going like, ugh.
Strangely, this came up in a conversation with my kid this weekend because she works in an emergency vet. It wasn't just random.
Okay.
But like, is the rabies protocol like what we were always scared to death with when we were kids?
I think it's closer to that than it is farther away.
Because when we were kids, it was like, don't get bit, because if you get rabies, it's 11 shots to the stomach and it never ends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it still that?
It's 4 to 5 doses of the rabies vaccine over a 2-week period.
Okay. Here's the
so stomach
definitely
a pain
thing
in the butt.
Yeah, we were all like, yeah, it's gonna be in the stomach.
That was a classic young Dave Gloverism. Is, you know how much I love credit. And there is a kid bit by a dog, and the dog got away, and it was a pretty bad bite on the leg, and everyone was out looking for this dog. I mean, the cops were out there, and every really? Dad was driving around with a gun, and I'm the one who found it. And I put like a little rope around it, and I brought it back, and the kid was sitting on the stairs, and his whole yard was filled with people, and they called me up there, and I was like Chewbacca in the final scene of Star Wars, going up to get my medal. And I get up there, and I'm waiting for this like amazing thank you, and everyone bawling. And the kid just goes, "You want to see the bite of my leg?" And I was like, "What do you people not get about what I just did?
I've already found the dog. Give me a break." I still
remember the feeling. Hero. I'm the hero. What do you not understand?
All right, the New York Times is going after Worldle, not Wordle. But they sound too much alike. So the owner of the word game has filed a legal challenge to this similar-sounding geography-themed online game.
I remember when you were super into this.
Oh, Wordle. I used to play almost every day. Then I kind of forgot that it existed. But I will gladly take up the Wordle challenge again. It's kind of fun.
So what's Wordle?
Worldle is a geography game. It's nearly identical in appearance, sound, meaning, and imparts the same commercial impression to Wordle, according to the paper's legal complaint.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Worldle or Wordle?
I mean, if it's a different game, yeah, whatever. Who cares? I'm never going to play it.
Like,
I'm not the hero.
My final story here, according to a new study, heart attacks are more likely during presidential elections and other stressful times. Research from Massachusetts General Hospital found that people who have specific genetic traits paired with anxiety or depression are at a significantly higher heart attack risk during periods of social or political stress, like elections, winter holidays, or even the Super Bowl.
Hmm. I guess it makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I think Mondays, too. I'm not making that up. I think that there are more heart attacks, more visits to the ER on Mondays.
That's the most explainable one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
I hit a limit yesterday. I was looking at my phone news, just the Apple news, which can be a little goofy, but it's news, right? It's actual articles with bylines written by people. And it was about how we're washing our butts all wrong.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
What are we doing so wrong?
I didn't have the heart to finish the article. Mm. I was just so like offended by the stupidity of the world that we're actually writing real articles about how to do the most obvious thing in the world, which is wash your butt.
Yeah. I always suspected I was doing it wrong. I don't know.
Well,
maybe I'll
so
read
did
the
three
article.
Of us, but yeah. That's you.
Maybe I'll read the article.
You know what I bought yesterday? Freezy Pops.
Oh, yeah.
It made me think of how there was that house when you were a kid that had the Freezy Pops. Because most of the houses in South Alexandria did not have Freezy Pops, but you knew who did. You know what Freezy Pop is?
I'm sure I do, but I don't know that we called it that.
Like an otter pop?
You know, they're about yay long.
Is it like the ones that start off as liquid and you put them in the freezer and they become?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Then you push them from the bottom?
Yeah. I don't remember what we called them, but we didn't call them that. But yes, those are the best.
You seem to be against them.
No, I love them. Grape ones were the best.
It was always my dream to get a bunch of them and like crush them up into a cup.
Dude, they make great slushies. Good call.
Because it's basically you smash them on the table. Shaved ice or something.
Yeah, you smash the things on the table before you cut them open, and then you cut them open, you pour them in a cup.
I also realized I am not ready for Will Smith. He's coming out with Bad Boys 8 or something, and he's doing a bunch of press with Martin Lawrence, and he's just all Will Smith. And I'm just not ready.
It's so funny you say that because I just watched King Richard over the weekend. It's on Netflix now. And I had a very similar, like, I was just having a hard time dealing with Will Smith. The slap really affected me. Look,
me
I'm one of those people. It bothered me a lot. I could not believe when it happened. And it just changed the way I felt about a couple of things.
You know,
one of them being Will Smith, who I've always been a giant fan of.
When you guys talk about social media and everyone wants you to know everything about them, and I say, well, maybe it'll turn around. Maybe we'll value privacy at some point. This one made me feel better. The Instagram official is being replaced by a new dating trend, which is called no launch, not posting about your relationship at all, keeping it private into yourself. That's a good start.
Okay.
They've done like some studies that show that people who post their relationship all the time are typically less happy. I don't know how accurate that study is. It could just be a clickbait thing that was floating around, but...
New study finds that children now trust robots more than adults. They don't care what mom and dad say. They have Siri. They have the Amazon lady's name. They have Google. They have AI. And so now there's really no reason to ask those two human people who live in your house.
Well, I mean, gotta say, we adults have often used the "because I said so" answer, and that probably doesn't build trust. When they could just be like, "Hey Siri, why is this?" And Siri's like, "Oh, well, that's because of these reasons." And your parents are like, "Because I said so."
Want to hear the top 10 most underrated skills that everyone should have?
Sure. Yes.
Number 10 is interesting: how to tell an interesting story, how to safely operate a firearm, how to read a nutritional label, spelling, sewing, how to unclog a toilet, basic home and car maintenance, cooking, swimming, and the number one is first aid. No one knows how to save lives anymore.
Oh, except for Dave Glover.
Well, you know.
What's your worst one on there?
What's the worst one?
What's your worst one on that list?
Mine is probably swimming.
Sewing. Oh, you mean what we're worst at?
Yeah.
Oh.
Car.
Mine would be the car and home repair. Everything else, yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about cars.
Yeah. If it breaks, I got to find Greg Damon.
Yeah, I don't know jack crap.
But everything else on there, I think I got 9 out of 10.